and sound the trumpet
in Zion. This conference is being recorded.
And you are in, excuse me, the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. I am Zeph Pioneer. I am Zeph Pioneer, and ain't no stopping us now. Zeph Pioneer Hill, and you are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Thank you for coming in. Those of you who are in the VBS radio audience and to our faithful Royal Priesthood Nation, I say greetings and I bid you peace and shalom. Hotep. Now, we've been talking these last few weeks about many, many subjects, so many different issues and conditions and circumstances with which we are faced, as well as our options or our, solutions to what is going on. I want to stop and pause just for a moment to give honor and recognition to Elder Dr. Delbert Blair, whom I have been informed is not doing well health-wise. We don't know exactly all that is going on with him, but we trust. And we're sending light, love, vibrations to the great elder, Dr. Delbert Blair, who has been a tremendous metaphysician and scholar, historian, teacher, and lecturer, master teacher for 50 years or more. His research, his information has enlightened and lifted us and brought us out of darkness that we may see. So we're sending much light and love for him, as well as the others who are elders who are being attacked at this present hour. Now, we have been talking these past few weeks. We have talked about cosmic vibrations and holding our frequencies and our resonance and our energies and maintaining the balance with cosmic powers inside of our temples. We are temple builders here. The Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room is dedicated to helping you to become a master templar or to build the inner temple. And tonight, since we are faced with so much Alabia, so much brothers and sisters that is trying to destroy inner temple building, tonight I thought that I would share what I consider to be one of the most important factors in temple building. Now, I do understand that there is just tons of information out there about how to connect and how to ascend and how to hold the vibration with the earth and the moon and the sun as the sun pulls us into a new dimension, into the new age, into a new period where many energies will be coming in, changing all that we know on this planet. So there's much, much information out there. But tonight I want to share with you something that I've not heard too many people share. To my best of my ability, I can't remember ever hearing anyone share the information that you're about to hear tonight. But it is so critical. Now, we know about the CERN Hadron Collider and the particle accelerator there in CERN, France, between France and Switzerland, and what they are attempting to do in terms of shooting 13 trillion volts or more into the space or into the quantum, we should say, field to undo the glue that holds the universe together to see what it looks like in its material form. They know what matter is. They are trying to figure out this antimatter particles or this invisible particle that makes up the substance or the stuff that hold the universe together. But the thing about these, the antimatter is that it is not controllable. It's very volatile. They have been warned by physicists and scientists, engineers, of the danger of doing this, but yet they are proceeding forward to shoot these electro frequencies trillions of volts of protons to collide them to create what some have called the Big Bang, to see if they can create order out of confusion, cosmos out of chaos, as in the creation or in the beginning. That is a very, very old proposition, I should say. For in the Bible, there was a story or a saga, if you will, of the Tower of Babel. We've all heard of the Tower of Babel, but we just did not really understand what was happening at the Tower of Babel because the language that is used, of course, comes from a language culture many, many thousands of years ago, and they spoke in terms relative to their own time frame. But the Tower of Babel is the ancient CERN particle accelerator. Based upon the knowledge and technology and the wisdom of that culture that we've lost, where they were attempting to do the very same thing that they're attempting to do now. Of course, in the Bible, in the 11th chapter of Genesis, it ended unsuccessfully. It ended unsuccessfully because the cosmic intelligent creator, Most High, made an astounding now announcement in the biblical text, in the sacred text of the Bible, said, let us go down and confuse their language. So I'm hoping against hope, odds, and everything else, that this time will be the same, because if they are successful in bringing down these particles, these positrons, or this invisible antimatter, the effect that it will have, by the estimates of some, is that 19% of the world's population will not be able to handle the energy. It will literally drive most people mad and crazy. Some are predicting mass riots this summer based upon these energies, this sacred science. Now, I know this audience, I know you are familiar with some of the terms that we use, but a lot of people that come in and listen to these lessons, sneak in and listen to them, don't understand that what is happening to us is based upon sacred sciences and sacred knowledge, secret knowledge, that has been withheld from the masses, and they've been given religion in its place. Many people have been given religion in the place while the ruling elite class hold this knowledge, this secret knowledge, of how to manipulate and to dominate the world through sacred science. And this is how they do it. Understanding, as we have attempted to show you, cosmic precession, the precession of the equinox. We've attempted to show you that the energies that are coming in through the ordinances of heaven, as a matter of fact, I have a video out that is titled Introduction to Unity Consciousness. And there's other videos that I'm hoping will be out soon that I can get out to get the knowledge out that I have. So the CERN particle, the riots, based upon the energies that they're trying to manipulate to create total confusion on the planet, mass chaos, and out of that chaos, they are intending to bring what is called the New World Order. The New World Order. Now, we know about Jade Ham 15 that is supposed to happen. I've received information and emails and other forms of communications, conversations about Jade Ham and the military exercises. We know about the Walmarts that are closing from California to Florida, which has raised suspicious eyebrows because the Walmarts that closed were on a ley line. Ley lines, you know what ley lines are. These ley lines that were these subtle energies where the earth is emitting and absorbing energies in these vortexes. These ley lines were what that are most powerful to the earth. Well, the Walmarts there have from Florida to California. Five of them have closed. These Walmarts, a couple of them happen to be in states that have been designated as hostile states. They've been, according to Jade Ham, and these military exercises. Now, Jade Ham is a word, and the acronym of it is very interesting. We won't get into that, but the acronym for Jade Ham is very interesting. Has to do with homeland extermination of local militias. And some of the states that, ironically, that have been designated in this drill as hostile happen to have many, many militias. And one of them has issued a law, Texas, allowing college students, which is perhaps in some ways the most dangerous portions of our population, issued them the right, or passed a law, rather, right for them to carry guns. All of this is going on. While this is happening, of course, we know we have the old story with the chemtrails and the heavy metal particles that are being sprayed in the ionosphere for the electromagnetism of this planet. For all of that energy is in the stratus, in the ionosphere, rather. And we know about the GMOs in our food, genetically modified organisms. We know about gene manipulation, them taking human genes, placing them in animals, and taking the genes of animals and placing them in humans, as well as cloning. All of this is going on. What are these people doing? While this is happening, we're looking at economic collapse in our country. We're in the middle of, we're right on the precipice, right on the cusp of an economic meltdown. America is broke. It has no money. America is broke. And we're wondering, we're waiting for a reset, a revaluation of the currency, and a reset and a global shift in power where the evil cabal, the Illuminati that has held a vicious vice grip on the jugular veins of humanity for such a long time. We're in hope, and we are in anticipation of relief and assistance and aid from this stranglehold, because many of us are feeling the pressures of all of these things that I just mentioned and more. that's even more hidden stresses that are being applied to us globally. This is not just America. It's happening globally. The tensions that are going on. I could go on and on. We would need perhaps another show just to talk about all the things that are going on. So I just want to sum them up by saying that these things are intended to put pressure on us to change our vibrations and the electromagnetic frequencies, the wave, if you will, inside of us so that we cannot hold our vibration with the planet. We talked a little bit last week about the woman clothed in the sun with the moon under her feet, with a crown of 12 stars on her head, who was persecuted by a great red dragon who lets out a flood. We've just talked about that flood. We're being flooded, and the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up the flood and helped the woman. We've talked about music keys. We've talked about how to calibrate the energies inside of your temple by using some of the various information that we've shared with you, both on a masculine and feminine disciplines of activating your macabre electromagnetic energy fields, connecting your macabre electromagnetic energy fields with the electromagnetic spectrum of the cosmos so that you will have, so to speak, a defense or force field from all of these things that are going on. And there are many. And tonight, what I want you to do is to focus with me on what is actually going on and how what I consider to be one of the most important and vital things that we must do in order to be able to withstand all that is going on. We've talked about consciousness and the importance of our thoughts. And tonight, I want to talk to you about the Philosopher's Stone. I want to talk to you about the Philosopher's Stone. The one thing. We've talked to you about the number 12 in the New Age. We went to Revelation chapter 21. We talked about the new heaven and the new earth. We've talked about the human body. And tonight, I want to talk about the Philosopher's Stone. We want to have a discussion about this enigmatic, puzzling phrase, the Philosopher's Stone, that many, many, in many, many ages have searched for the Philosopher's Stone. In the Bible, in the book of Matthew, around the 21st chapter and the 42nd verse, I'll repeat that because I know how we are when it comes to chapter and verse in the Bible after 40 years. It's chapter 21 and verse number 42. Chapter 21 and verse number 42. Listen to what it says. And Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head and the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The Philosopher's Stone and the Bible's stone that the builder rejected are the one and the same. I'm here tonight to break that code for you. Elijah, do you have any idea what this stone, my computer has just gone down and just set down, so I can't see the room anymore. But Elijah, can you do you have any idea what this stone could be, the Philosopher's Stone, or the stone that the builders rejected?
You know, I have to be honest, I don't. You got me on this one. I'm all.
No, I know I don't have you on this one. I never have you.
Think you got me this time?
catch the bishop from Shreveport. Unlock his mic before he hangs up, because I want to ask him.
Okay. All righty. Your mic is 318. Birthday boy.
Yeah. I'm here, Bishop.
All right. Before you hang up, I knew you felt me coming to you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt it.
All right. Well, as a bishop and as a preacher of over 30 years yourself, here's a passage in your Bible that, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, because, but what are your thoughts about Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42, the stone that the builder rejected? Let me say, look for it. Where would you look for this stone?
Well, I would look two or three places. At the Vatican, in Washington, those two I know.
Oh, the obelisk.
And, okay. And it's probably one more over in Egypt.
Well, they took the one out of Egypt and put it in the Vatican, and Cleopatra's needle went to London. And, of course, the Washington Monument was dedicated by Masons in George Washington's time. And so all three of those obliques that you're talking about are stone monuments representing the phallus and also representing the male and female regenerative organs. The Washington Monument, of course, is in a direct line with the Oval Office, which is the female, and, of course, the Washington Monument is the male procreation organ. And, of course, in Vatican Square, it sits in the sun circle, which is the female and the...
The womb? Okay.
And the womb, correct. And the oblique itself is the male regenerative organ. And, of course, Cleopatra's needle, which was moved from Egypt to London, ties all three of these cities to Egypt. Something about Egypt. And one of the things that you have to understand about Egypt is that Egypt had advanced knowledge about electromagnetism. So these monuments have to do with something as it relates to electromagnetism. But the stone that the builders rejected, let's look to another place. First of all, and the Philosopher's Stone. First of all, this stone is a cornerstone. It is meaning that it is a foundation. With this stone, all the other stones are allowed to come together. Now, in the Bible, the high priest wore a breastplate. And in this breastplate, these stones were in a row. There were three of them in four rows, and three times four is 12. There were 12 stones in the high priest's breastplate that represented the children, or should I say, the tribes of Israel. We can go down each tribe. But now, these stones, or the tribes of Israel, are representative of the 12 constellations. These tribes of Israel are representative of the 12 constellations through which the sun passes annually. So there are in the body, there are 12 essential cell salts necessary for cellular development. We have cell salts. Salt. You are the salt, the Bible says, of the word earth. Actually, the word salt, soul, sol, sun, means salvation. Salt has a root in the word salvation or savior. Savior. If the salt has lost its savor, its saving ability, its savor, then the body has 12 essential cell salts that are vital to cellular cells, the cells in the body, regeneration or revitalization or restoration. Now, when you were born and when I was born, we were born at a particular time when the sun was in one of these tribes or in one of these constellations, and the angles of light based upon where the sun's position was in these constellations and where the moon was when we were born, we received the angles of light, photon particles, coming to the earth, and the earth is having a particular vibration at the point and at the moment of our conception. So these vibrations, these electromagnetic frequencies or waves, are present when we are conceived at the very point of conception. And as we are conceived, these cell thoughts begin to develop. And since we have 12 in our body, we have 12 necessary cell thoughts. It takes 1 month for each cell thought to fully develop. And we spent a total of 9 months in the womb. So that means that nine of our cell salts are completely and fully developed. And the statement in the Holy Bible, in the sacred text, is that man is conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. It has a threefold meaning. It means chemical, it means physiological, and it means astrological. And the real meaning in the original is that the human embryo remains 9 months in the female laboratory. Thus, it falls short of 3 months of completing a solar or soul, S-O-U-L, year. It also represents the journey of the ego from the moon to the earth or in conception. And 12 represents the circle and stands for completion. Just as there were 12 tribes. Beautifully. Look at how beautifully and poetically, and look, this allegory is so wonderfully designed with the 12 tribes of Israel, pointing to the 12 constellations, which point to the 12 cell salts inside of our bodies, inside of our temple. Now it gets a little complicated. I can get into the moon and into the ancient Hebrew called the moon Sin, because it gave light to only part of the time. But to acquire wisdom, that will enable the ego in the flesh to build a bridge across the 3 month gap. To acquire wisdom We have to build a bridge across the 3 month gap or missing 3 months. Hello? Someone has a little noise.
Tell them to move me out.
Okay. The 3 month period. Am I making myself clear? I want to stop right there. Make sure that I'm being very clear. I just don't want to talk. So I wish the brother would have stayed on so that we'd have a little discussion here back and forth, and not just like I'm lecturing, because I want to make sure that I'm driving home the point that each cell salt requires 1 month to develop in the womb of the mother. And because you only spend 9 months there, you only develop fully 9 cell salts, which you are 3 months short. There's a 3 month gap or space between the point of conception and birth. Am I making myself clear? Unmute him. Let him talk to me.
I hear you, Bishop.
Talk to me.
Well, you're clear. So what do we do about the other 3 months? What's up with the 3 months that you don't develop?
Yeah.
That is
what we're talking about. We're talking about the 12 stones in the high priest's breastplate that represent the 12 tribes, that represent the 12 zodiacs. And we're talking about the 12 cell salts. We're talking about the stone that David, or rather Jacob, put oil over the 12 stones, or over the stone, the one stone. If you read the story of Jacob at Bethel, you will discover that Jacob, the word stone there is mentioned plural initially, and then it's mentioned in the singular tense. When he pours the oil, he pours it over one stone. But when he initially arrives at Bethel, there are many stones, plural. It says stones, plural. So we're again talking about the 12 stones. So the one stone, the philosopher's stone that needs to be in place that will help us. We want to kind of build up to it because I want you to see this very, very clearly. Because once we understand this one stone, once we get this, we are no more sinners. We no longer fall short. So the alchemists, the seers, the astrologers of all ages, they've wrestled with this problem. And their ceaseless endeavors to unravel the great mystery of man's dominion over the flesh. Whether it be the chemist seeking a new compound, or the physiologist searching and testing the fluids of the fearfully and wonderfully made body of man or woman, the temple, the alchemist probing the elixirs of life, the ikar of the gods, or the astrologian pulling and adjusting the etheric wires that crisscross the spaces in an earnest desire to make good and sane statements. The wise man rules his stars. All are seeking to span the awful space that yearns between the neophyte and the promised land of immortality. Because that's what we're really talking about, immortality in the body. Where the Bible says, in my flesh, Job said. Remember, Pastor, he said, though after the skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. And he said something very strange that we've overlooked. He said, I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye. Now watch this. Didn't say I in the book of Job. But now my eye seeth thee. Man must work out his own salvation. So the bridge to be built, Abbott, across this three-month gap and these three missing cell salts have a mineral base or a rock foundation. This is why he told Peter, thou art Peter, and up on this rock or stone, mineral, on thee will I build my church. And the church is from the second Hebrew letter Beth, which means a house, a temple, or church. The human body is a house, it's a temple, or church, for the soul, which may be lost or saved by the higher self or spiritual ego residing in the cerebellum. The secret place of the Most High is the cerebellum, not the cerebrum, but the cerebellum of the brain, which is parenthetically, is the heart, because the ancients did not call the pump that moves the blood through our bodies the heart. That was called a pump. The heart, in which the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, was not the pump that pumps the blood. In the minds of the ancients, the heart was the cerebellum of the brain. As a man thinketh in his heart, was a cerebellum of the brain, which is the secret place of the Most High. Now, there are 12 inorganic mineral cell salts in the human body, and these minerals, stones in the temple, correspond in vibrations to the 12 zodiacs. And during the 9 months of gestation, the embryo
receives and appropriates the creative energies of 9 of those thoughts, leaving 3 to be supplied after the parting of the umbilical cord. Now, you can take, for an example, someone who's born in February with the sun's entry into Pisces, the embryo having begun its journey at the gate of Gemini and negotiated the 9 gestatory signs. His blood vibrations at birth is thus deficient in the qualities of Pisces, Aries, and Taurus, and also in the chemical dynamics of the phosphate of iron and phosphate potassium and sulfate sodium, the mineral bases, respectively, of the sign of this uncompleted quadrant. In so far as his circulatory system may receive the needed builders, the health will be balanced and life will be prolonged. So to supplement those 3 missing cell salts, watch this, produces health, and it balances our life, and it extends our life. I'm so anxious to get to where I need to be. Because this philosopher's stone, the one stone that the builders rejected, once you understand this principle, once you understand this necessary building block in temple building, you will increase the vibratory capacity to hold the frequencies with the cosmos. You will not be a sinner. So that, watch this. If they turn the CERN particle accelerator, Hadron Collider, on, say it brings in this anti-invisible matter that's uncontrollable. If you are fully operating, fully supplied, not missing these 3 months, you will be able to absorb these energies, convert them as semi and superconductors of all kinds of energy. So how important is this one cell phone? Very important. Most important. So important that the scripture says that the stone the builders rejected is the key, cornerstone, the head, chief stone. So this is what the Bible calls the chief stone, the most important stone in the body, in the human body. And we're going to get to it. The chemical unions of these cell salts with organic matter, such as oil, fibrin, albumin, etc., in the form of various tissues of the body, and administers to the physiological needs, as represented by that bridge, that the multiple cells may respond more harmoniously and completely to the magic touch of the divine energies that are coming in. As the tones of a musical instrument are made more melodious through a properly skilled manipulation. As bridge building, in a mechanical sense, depends on the plans and the specifications of a competent civil engineer, so does the bridge of life depend on the astrologian or astrologian to chart and to compass the way. Our diagram indicates at a glance that we have the chemical formulas that are pertaining to, respectively, to the zodiacal divisions. But to give a clearer concept and conception as regards the specific qualities and physiological actions in relation to the various signs, reference may be had to the following come in. The coming of Christ and the end of the world has been preached from every street for several years. And thousands are pleading and pledging themselves to try to live as Christ lived or according to their concept, his life. No great movement of people ever occurs without scientific cause. Now watch this. I'm getting ready to say something to you concerning a portion of your body, the light chamber of your body. I'm going inside of your temple now. I'm going inside of your body. Inside of your body, there's something called the optic phallum, meaning light of the chamber. It's the inner or the third eye, stimulated by the center of the head. Now, this optic thalamus connects the pineal and pituitary body together. The optic nerve starts from this single eye. And the Bible says if your eye is single, the whole body is full of light. So the optic thalamus is the Aries planet. And when it fully develops, meaning the first planet, through the physical regeneration, it lifts the person from the kingdom of earth or the animal desires in the solar plexus to the pineal gland that connects the cerebellum, the temple of the spiritual ego with the optic thalamus, the third eye. By this regenerative process, millions, listen to me carefully, when you understand this process, and this regenerative process, understanding the optic thalamus, the optic nerve that starts from the single eye, that connects the pineal body or the pineal gland and the pituitary gland to the cerebellum or the, excuse me, cerebrum, not cerebellum, cerebrum, portion of your brain. This is very important because millions of dormant cells of the brain are there lying dormant that need to be resurrected. And they cannot be resurrected. It cannot be revitalized. The 90% of your brain cells that are lying dormant require this one stone to set them in operation. When this happens, when the brain cells began to wake up, you're no longer looking through a glass darkly. In other words, you don't have to be in a believing state. You will look face to face. You will know. You will come into direct contact with the I am creativeness. You will make direct contact with the creative, omniscient, all-knowing God. You will come in contact. As Jacob said, I have seen him face to face, and my life has been preserved. And he named the place Peniel, which means pineal gland, Genesis 32 and 30. This is a process that I'm trying to explain to you. So we venture to predict that the planets corresponding to the optic thalamus will soon be located in the heavens, and the new order will come. Mars must be dethroned as a ruler of the brain of man. I'll say that again. Mars will be dethroned as its influences, its geo-gravitational influences and electromagnetism as the angles of light, Mars affecting must be dethroned because it has an effect on the brains of men. And I'm still talking, if you can process all the stuff that they're talking about with CERN, and certainly this little stuff that I'm talking about tonight is at a kindergarten level. To understand that the angles of light coming in and the positions of the planet affects the energy and affects the vibrations upon this planet, also affecting your brain. That's why people call some people lunatics, because of the position of the moon. Just for an example. But to those who object to linking chemistry with the astrological procession, this is what I have to say. Cosmic law is not in the least disturbed by anyone's negative statements or ignorance of anyone's knowledge concerning these influences that come by the arrangements of these planets. It's not going to affect whether these energies are not going to be submissive to your ignorance or whether you know about them or not. And those investigators of natural phenomena who delve deeply into the truth, they pay little heed to the babbler who says, I can't understand how the zodiac signs can have any relation to the cell salts of the human body. The sole reason that he can't understand is because he never tried to understand. A little earnest, patient studying will open the understanding of anyone possessed of ordinary intelligence to make plain the great truth that I'm trying to get across, that is that the universe is what the word implies. One verse. We're all connected. You're connected to creation. Human body is the epitome of the cosmos. Each sign of the zodiac is represented by the 12 functions of the body and the position of the sun at birth. And therefore, cell salt corresponds with the sign of the zodiac, and the function of the body is consumed more rapidly than other salts and needs an extra amount to supply the deficiency caused by the sun's influence at the particular time when you were born. So, now, having said all of that, I'm about out of breath. I'll get to the main thing of the main thing. I'm going to get to the main thing. I like that. Let me say that one more time. I'm going to get to the main thing of the main thing. So now, from the beginning of the teachings of the chemistry of life, we find that the basis of the brain or nerve fluid has a certain mineral salt known as caliphos, K-A-L-I-P-H-O-S. And guess what that is? Potassium phosphate. A deficiency in the brain constituent means sin. If you have a deficiency of falling short of judgment, and obviously we do because 90% of our brain cells are lying dormant on the right side of our brain. And here is one cell salt that is essential. A deficiency in our brain. Now, with the advent of Aries, or the Lamb of God, or the planet, the cell salts are rapidly coming to the fore of the basis of all healing. Caliphosphate, or sodium phosphate, is the chemical base of the material expression and understanding. This one particular cell salt of the human organism is most important. It is especially a birth salt for those between March 21st and March the 19th. So, this particular cell salt is the stone that the builders rejected. Aries, this particular, the Lamb of God, the Jesus in the Bible, the cell salt in your body. At this particular time, let me say it again slowly, the Aries cell salt, the caliphosphate, the potassium phosphate, the Lamb of God in the Bible, the Aries cell salt. When the sun is in Aries, the cell salt, caliphosphate, potassium phosphate is produced. The Lamb of God, who is the Jesus of the Bible, is the stone that the builders rejected, is the critical stone that must be supplied to make up the deficiency for the 3 months or three cell salts that are deficient in addition to the other two cell salts, depending on what time of the year you were born. But this one particular cell salt has to do with the brain and the formation of the temple of the body of man, the temple of man. Aries corresponds to the brain. And so the cell salt of the brain is sodium potassium phosphate. Excuse me, I said sodium. I did not mean to say that. I meant to say potassium phosphate is related to Aries, which is the lamb. The symbol for Aries is a lamb or a ram. In the Bible, Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is the stone that the builders rejected. So So the particular cell salt for the brain is, again, this is potassium phosphate. How many knew that? I'm sure you all knew that. You're just putting up with me. But I just given you something that will help you to supplement your temple in the brain department to activate the 90% of your brain cells that are lying dormant on the right side, along with other feminine as well as masculine disciplines. When I say feminine disciplines, I mean the principles of love, truth, justice, freedom, and peace, which are very much necessary because... Hello. You've reached the wall. So, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop because I don't want to overdo it. Because I pointed out to you the portion of the body that corresponds to a particular time when the sun and the moon is in the sign of Aries, when the moon is in the sign, sun sign of Aries, and when the embryo is being developed, that is the brain of the human body in the human temple. That is the cell salt necessary for the brain. Potassium phosphate is necessary for the brain. So the mercury of the sages, the hidden matter, are not the constituents of health food. Not health food. The victims of salt baths and massages, they get bald before their time. The alcohol, the steam, and the Turkish baths, things, they die young. Only when a man's body is made chemically perfect will the mind be able to perfectly express itself. You understand? So not through quarantine, not through disinfectants, not through boards of health will a man reach the long, sought-for plane of physical well-being, nor by denials of diseases will bodily regeneration be brought about, nor by dieting or fasting, fletcherizing or suggesting, will the elixir of life and the philosopher's stone be found. The secret of this chemical perfectionment is sum total of the requirements revolved in this zodiacal bridge. The rock, Peter, Petra, must be completed before the etheric wires that span the gulf between birth, the etheric wires, the invisible wires. That's what they're trying to do, shoot into the ether and invisible particles. Listen to this. The etheric wires that span the gulf between birth forward to the sidereal point of conception can vibrate with such harmony as to sustain the traveler on his magical bridge of three piers or three zodiacal signs to which the material body, our temple, must successfully function before it may hope to lift the veil of Isis. The bridge of life, symbol of physical regenesis, has been exploited in dramas and in stories. Pericles, Pythagoras, Argus, Valentine, Wagner, and a long and unbroken line of Illuminati from time immemorial have chanted their epics in unison with this riddle of the Sphinx across the scroll of which is written, "Solve me or die." And I'm finished for tonight. Open up the Q&A.
I already have this in Q&A. I would like to make a comment to this really important and very interesting information that you brought forward tonight, pathologically. I had a friend that ended up in the hospital, and when they checked them and did a blood workup, they found that they were very deficient in potassium due to various reasons of, I don't even know why, but anyway, they rushed them to intensive care because this doctor told me that potassium, when it becomes too low in the body, the involuntary function of the heartbeat that we don't think about, okay, we don't tell the lungs and the heart to breathe and beat. That's an involuntary thing that's part of the brain. And when you're lacking potassium,